This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're planning a wedding.
Congrats.
But let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
This whole, like, wedding industrial complex, it's just, it feels like a giant just pile of, like, outdated traditions and pressure to be, like, picture perfect.
It really is, like, so much pressure.
It's honestly just fuck that.
Just fuck that noise.
Yeah, like, you do you.
You do you.
It's your love, your day, your way.
That's it.
And honestly, if you're thinking of a Valentine's Day wedding,
ooh,
you're already like...
You're already breaking the mold.
Breaking the mold.
Yeah.
Like ditching that tradition.
Love it.
So we dug into this episode of the Engaged AF podcast that's all about Valentine's Day weddings.
Okay.
And they're not afraid to get real.
Nice.
So let's ditch the fluffy bullshit and get to the good stuff.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Because when you think Valentine's Day, you think like hearts and flowers and like all that. Like,
right.
Cutesy stuff, but the origins are actually...
And a hardcore.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay, so it all goes back to this dude, Saint Valentine.
Oh, wow.
Who was a Roman priest, basically a total rebel.
Love it.
The emperor at the time had, like, banned soldiers from getting married.
What?
But Valentine was just like, nah, screw that.
Good for him.
Right.
Yeah.
He, like, secretly performed weddings for these soldiers because he believed in love. Even if it meant risking his own neck.
Oh, damn.
So hardcore.
Serious dedication to love.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about a badass.
I mean, he literally died for love.
Wow.
It makes you think about, like, how we even celebrate Valentine's Day today and how it's, you know, evolved over time.
Totally. It's gone from, like, defying emperors to, like, heart-shaped chocolates and, like, cheesy... Oh,
cheesy greeting cards.
Greeting cards,
yeah.
Which is so funny.
But I actually think that evolution is really fascinating.
Yeah.
It reflects how... Like, our ideas about romantic love have changed, too. Mm-hmm. Like, back in medieval times, it was all about, like, knights in shining armor and these grand gestures, you know, totally impractical,
right.
But romantic in a way.
I mean, who doesn't love a good knight in shining armor story?
Of course.
But, yeah.
But, yeah.
Not exactly realistic for most of us.
No, I know.
I wish.
Right. And I think that's what's so cool about, like, modern love. It's like more about finding someone who you can just be yourself with, you know, someone who gets you,
totally.
Gets your weirdness and loves you anyway.
Preach. It's about like the shared moments, the inside jokes, the like late night talks,
right?
And just like being comfortable with each other, even when you're like a hot mess.
Totally. You know? Totally. And I think that's like something to keep in mind when you're planning your wedding.
Yeah.
It's not about like creating this fairy tale illusion.
Okay.
It's about celebrating like the real raw, perfectly imperfect love that you have.
Love that. So let's talk Valentine's Day weddings specifically.
Okay.
The Engaged AF podcast had some interesting points on this.
Yeah, they highlighted some of the perks, like having a built-in theme, like hearts, roses, romantic vibes.
It's already there.
It's all there.
I don't even have to think about it.
I know. And plus, you'll literally never forget your anniversary.
Oh, that's true.
No more like, honey, I forgot drama.
Yeah, none of that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But they also made a good point about, like, not going overboard with the, like, traditional Valentine's Day stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want your wedding to just feel like a cliche.
Right, because no one wants to walk into a wedding and it just looks like
mm-hmm,
a
right.
giant Valentine's Day card threw up everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They suggest ways to make it more... like your style.
Okay.
Like using darker reds and incorporating details that feel a little bit edgier.
I'm all about that. What kind of edgy details are we talking about?
Ooh, good question.
Give me some examples.
Okay. Well, think about like moody florals.
Oh.
Maybe even incorporating black accents to add some drama.
Ooh. Okay. So instead of like your typical pinks and red roses, we're talking like deep burgundy or like
black
calla lilies.
Exactly.
Okay, I like where we're going with this.
You can even play with like textures, you know, like think velvet linens,
ooh,
metallic accents, Maybe even like some leather elements.
Okay.
Like how cool would like a leather bound guest book be?
Oh my God, yes.
Right.
Love that.
It's about taking like those classic Valentine's elements and giving them a modern, almost like edgy twist.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So we've talked about like the look and feel, but what about like the actual ceremony and reception?
Yeah.
How do we make sure those feel authentic to us?
Right.
And not just like a generic Valentine's Day wedding.
Yeah, that's where like the personalization comes in. Engaged AF podcast talks a lot about like ditching the traditional wedding script and just doing things that feel more like,
yeah,
you know, real.
Yeah, I'm so over those cookie cutter ceremonies where it's like everyone's just reciting the same vows they found on Pinterest.
I know, it's like so boring.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Right. So instead of that,
yeah,
like think about writing your own vows.
Okay.
Like share like funny anecdotes, inside jokes, or even like heartfelt promises that are like unique to your relationship.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
It makes the ceremony so much more personal and meaningful.
Right.
Not just for the couple, but for like the guests too.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the same goes for like the reception.
Okay.
Instead of just like doing the standard like dinner and dancing.
Yeah.
Why not incorporate some like interactive element?
Oh, I love interactive.
Right.
What kind of things are we talking?
Well, it depends what you guys are into.
Okay.
Like maybe it's a craft beer tasting station, a photo booth with like props that like represent your hobbies, or even like a live band that plays your favorite music.
Okay, that's way more fun than
right
a DJ playing the same like old wedding playlist everyone's heard a million times.
Totally. It's about like creating an experience that's both like fun and meaningful.
Right.
Something that like your guests will remember long after the wedding is over.
Totally. And it's like, honestly, it's your day. You should be doing things that you enjoy.
Exactly.
If you're not into the whole traditional wedding thing, then like don't do it.
Yeah.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
It's like, seriously.
Exactly. It's about like breaking free from those expectations and like infusing your personality into every detail.
Yeah.
It's your love story, so tell it your way.
Okay. Speaking of love stories.
Yes.
I want to circle back to something we talked about a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Do you remember that whole candy analogy?
Oh, yeah. The love candy thing.
Yeah.
If your relationship was a candy, what would it be?
Ooh, I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's tough.
It is.
It's a tough question.
It's hard.
But it is a fun exercise.
It is.
Because it really does make you think about, like, what makes your relationship special?
Right. Is it, like, sweet and bubbly, like a lollipop?
Right.
Is it, like, rich and complex, like a dark chocolate?
Uh-huh.
Or is it something totally unexpected, like those like, weird gummy candies with the sour powder on them?
Uh-huh. Those are kind of amazing, though.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your love candy? Have you figured it out yet?
Okay. I think I have it.
Okay.
It might sound a little cheesy.
Okay.
But bear with me.
Okay. I'm ready.
I think our love story is like a caramel macchiato.
Interesting. Tell me why.
Okay. Well, first of all, coffee's life.
It is.
We both need it to function.
Right.
So that's like a given.
Facts.
But there's also like this balance of flavors.
Right.
You've got the sweetness of the caramel, the richness of the espresso, and then that little bit of bitterness to keep things interesting.
You know, I love that.
It's like a metaphor for like the different layers of our relationship, like the sweet and the bitter moments that make it all come together.
Exactly. And it's a drink you can enjoy any time of day.
Yeah.
Just like your love.
Okay. Maybe that's pushing the metaphor a little too far.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Okay.
So how would you translate like a caramel macchiato into like wedding elements?
Ooh, now you're making me think.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so I'm picturing like a color palette.
Okay.
With like warm browns and creamy whites.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some pops of gold or copper to like represent the caramel.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
And you could incorporate like coffee beans into the decor somehow.
Totally.
Maybe as part of the centerpieces.
Yeah.
Or even in like the wedding favors.
Oh, that's cute.
Like little bags of gourmet coffee beans.
Yeah.
With a cute little tag that says, love is brewing.
Love that. Stealing that.
Yeah, take it.
Okay, taking it.
This is making me so excited to see how other couples would interpret, like, their love stories as candies.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I bet you get some pretty interesting answers.
Oh, absolutely.
What are some of, like, the most...
I've heard everything from, like, sour gummy worms.
Okay.
Which represent like a couple's like playful and sometimes like chaotic energy.
Yeah.
To like dark chocolate with sea salt.
Interesting.
Which signifies a love that's like both intense and grounding.
I love that.
Right.
It's so cool how something as simple as candy can like
I don't know.
Reveal so much about a relationship.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
And it's a great reminder that there's no one right way to be in love or to celebrate your love.
That's so true. And that's what Engaged AF is all about.
Yeah, exactly.
Embracing like what makes your love story unique and ditching the pressure to conform to some like outdated ideal.
Totally. It's about creating a wedding that's like a true reflection of who you are as a couple. Yeah.
Quirks and all.
Damn right. So as you continue planning your big day, remember to stay true to yourself.
Yes.
Have fun with it.
Right.
And don't be afraid to break the mold.
Break the mold. And if you need like a little inspiration or like a good laugh along the way.
Yes.
Definitely check out like Engaged AF Magazine and Epoch Moment.
Okay.
They just sound like amazing resources for like couples who are like ready to ditch the rule book.
Yeah.
And like create a wedding that's 100% their vibe.
Word. This has been such a fun deep dive.
Yeah.
I feel like we've covered so much ground.
Me too.
From like the badass history of Valentine's Day.
Right.
To like practical tips for making your wedding truly unique.
Yeah. It's been a blast chatting with you about all things love and weddings.
And remember, listeners, no matter what anyone else says.
Yeah.
Your love story is valid and worthy of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So go out there and create a wedding that feels authentic to you.
Yes.
Even if it means like breaking a few traditions along the way.
Yeah, you got it. Cheers to that.
Cheers to, and don't forget to indulge in a little love candy every now and then.
Because life is too short to say no to chocolate, right?
Damn right.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Valentine's Day weddings.
Thanks for having me.
We'll catch you next time for another insightful and entertaining exploration. Until then, keep it real, keep it fun, and keep on loving.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.